This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Forest Service proposes triclopyr and glyphosate on 6,617 acres of gamble oak in a Pikes Peak project area holding Colorado Springs reservoirs. The draft proposal for a 244-210-acre project area on the Pikes Peak Ranger District names the two chemicals and the acreage, leaves the application method unstated, and carries no herbicide-specific protection measures in its draft design features. Colorado Springs. A U.S. Forest Service proposal for the Pikes Peak Ranger District would treat gamble oak with triclopyr and glyphosate across roughly 6,617 acres of federal land, and the figure sits in a footnote. Table 2 of the draft purpose and need and proposed action, released for public scoping in December 2025, lists targeted herbicide as a method usable on all slopes, only on gamble oak in fuelbrick areas. Footnote 3 carries the acreage. Herbicide treatment for gamble oak would occur on approximately 6,617 acres of USFS land. What gives that acreage its reach is where it sits. The Forest Service writes that the boundary of the Pikes Peak Vegetation Management and Restoration Project is located within the South Platte and Arkansas watershed and associated tributaries such as Fountain Creek, and that the area holds critical water infrastructure such as the Rampart Reservoir, Crystal Reservoir, North and South Catamount Reservoirs, and others that provide water for Colorado Springs and surrounding communities. Mike Rollett brought the document to the show, read that footnote aloud on the Kim Monson Show on July 22, and asked what happens downstream. The project area runs to 244,210 acres across El Paso, Teller, and Douglas counties, 25,213 acres of it, National Forest System land, and the proposed action would treat about 104,537 federal acres over roughly 20 years. The gamble oak herbicide is proposed only inside fuel breaks, which may run up to 1,200 feet wide along roads, infrastructure, or potential operational delineation boundaries. All slopes, and it's over a 244,000-acre footprint, and it says on subscript 3, herbicide treatment for gamble oak would occur on approximately 6,617 acres of U.S. Forest Service land, Rollick said. The agency's own facts and FAQs sheet repeats the figure, describing targeted herbicide use, such as, is proposed on about 6,617 acres of gamble oak. Table 2 also carries a column headed Equipment Typically Utilized, and every other row fills it with a machine or an operation, harvesters and skidders, tracked or rubber-tired masticators, tethered logging, helicopter removal, cut and pile, lop and scatter. The herbicide row is the only one that answers with chemicals, naming triclopyr and glyphosate where the other rows name a method, and nothing in the 24-page document says what would carry them onto the oak. The words aerial, spray, backpack, and nozzle do not appear in it. The companion draft design features leaves it open as well. That 11-page document sets the project's resource protection rules discipline by discipline, and herbicide appears in none of its 10 sections, which include hydrology, botany, and invasive species. Its water quality provisions point to best management practices related to mechanical vegetation management activities, leaving the draft with no stream buffer for chemical treatment and no project-specific cap on application rate, and its monitoring section, which directs the forest to perform monitoring before, during, and/or after treatments, names no herbicide-specific requirement. Federally approved label rates would govern any application regardless. Both are scoping drafts, and the environmental analysis has yet to be written. The proposal also says the forest is considering relying on previous environmental analysis where the anticipated effects are substantially the same, and it already treats invasive plants chemically on up to 2,000 acres a year under a separate existing noxious weeds environmental assessment, which the gamble oak work does not fall under. Fountain Creek, named in the document as a project area tributary, drains 925 square miles and reaches the Arkansas River at Pueblo, where the USGS gauge sits in the Arkansas Basin. On the north end, in Douglas County, the water runs the other way. Colorado's Division of Water Resources records the West Creek gauge in Division 1, the South Platte. None of the project's scoping documents allocates the 2442-210 acres between the two basins. Colorado Springs Utilities draws from that same country. Its 2026 drinking water quality report says that to supplement the water it receives from its mountain sources, it can divert from local surface collection systems, among them the north and south slopes of Pikes Peak, the Catamount and Crystal Creek reservoirs, Fountain Creek, and the Northfield watershed that holds Rampart Reservoir. EPA regulates glyphosate in drinking water at a maximum contaminant level of 1.7 mg per liter, listing runoff from herbicide use as the source and kidney problems and reproductive difficulties as the effects of long-term exposure above that standard. Triclopyr carries no federal drinking water standard at all. The Forest Service has published risk assessments for both chemicals, both prepared for the agency in 2011. Its triclopyr assessment finds that, aquatic plants aside, risks to non-target species from contaminated surface water are low next to the risks from contaminated vegetation, and that applications of the ester formulation above about 1.5 to 3 pounds of acid equivalent per acre could be associated with acute effects in sensitive species of fish or invertebrates in cases of substantial drift or off-site transport of triclopyr via runoff. Its glyphosate assessment finds mammalian toxicity low for the chemical itself, then adds that the hazard identification for glyphosate formulations is much less clear, since many include surfactants whose toxicity is of equal or greater concern to the risk assessment than is the toxicity of technical-grade glyphosate. Neither examines this project. Guest host Dr. Jill Vecchio named the consumer product on the air. "But, you know, Roundup, that's what we're talking about," she said. The cancer question behind that brand stays disputed between agencies. IARC classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic to humans in 2015, while EPA holds that it is not likely to be carcinogenic, a position the agency has kept since the Ninth Circuit vacated the human health portion of its 2020 interim decision, which EPA then withdrew while it updates its carcinogenicity evaluation under the court's order. That fight reached the Supreme Court on June 25, 2026. When the justices held 7-2 in Monsanto Company versus Durnell, that federal pesticide law preempts a state failure to warn claim that would require a cancer warning on Roundup's label. Public scoping ran 14 days, from December 5 to December 17, 2025, and the project page still listed the status as developing proposal when it was last updated on May 28, 2026. No environmental assessment, draft decision, decision notice, or finding of no significant impact has issued, and the agency says the date of the preliminary NEPA document and its 30-day comment period is to be determined. Terms for the eventual decision are already set because the project was approved as an authorized emergency action under Section 4807 of the 2022 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Secretary's Memorandum 1078-006, issued April 3, 2025, designated 112,646,000 acres of national forest as an emergency situation. Projects under it are not subject to the pre-decisional objection process under Part 288 of Title 36, Code of Federal Regulations, and any environmental assessment need only examine the proposed action and a no-action alternative. The exemption reaches only the National Forest System portion. The non-federal acres inside the boundary keep the objection right. Rollick came to the herbicide document by way of Proposition 388, the Colorado measure that would designate sporting goods sales tax revenue for conservation and exempt it from the Tabor limit. Its money is split among four state funds, the largest shares going to the Great Outdoors Colorado Trust Fund and to the Colorado Wildfire Prevention and Water Fund, created to protect communities and water sources from wildfire. The Kim Monson Newsroom has reported on what the measure would keep from Tabor refunds and on how the title board worded it for the ballot. The state measure funds state programs, and the Pikes Peak project is federal work on federal land. So what the two share is a policy direction. Rollick left it there. The problem is wildfire mitigation sounds great until you start peeling back the layers and saying, "Well, how is it getting done?" he said. "And are you creating a tertiary problem by fixing the first problem?" And now Kim's perspective. Wildfire mitigation is one of those phrases that ends a conversation, because who on earth would be against it? The value of opening the actual document is that you find out what the phrase buys, and here it buys 6,617 acres of chemical treatment and fuel breaks inside a project area. The Forest Service itself says holds the reservoirs Colorado Springs drinks from. The Forest Service wrote down the two chemicals and the acreage, then never said how it would be applied, and left the water protections unwritten, and those are exactly the lines a family in Woodland Park or Monument would want to read. 14 days of comment in the 2 weeks before Christmas, one more 30-day window at a date still to be announced, and then no right to object to the decision is a thin way to treat the people who live up there. Ask the questions now while it is still a proposal. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.